we travel all over the country, and it's amazing because the Chiefs are just one of those teams, kind of like Green Bay and Chicago. You find fans everywhere you go. You can find a bar and walk in and find 40 people in Chiefs jerseys watching the game. You know, it's great.
Salt Lake City, some guy came up and showed me his big Arrowhead tattoo on the back of his leg. He's like, I've never even been there, but I can hardly wait to go and see a game sometime.
Oh, all the time. Chiefs fans are all over this country. They should be.
We first met at the very first show, and it wasn't until the end of the night, I think I put my Chiefs hoodie on, and it was funny because they all just kind of stop and look, and they're like, are you a Chiefs fan? I'm like, yeah. It's cool because I watch them after the show when they're done, and the Chiefs fans, they stay behind and they talk to the guys until everybody leaves. And so they love Kansas City.
When we come back home and you see the Kansas City sign on the highway, I get really anxious and nervous and excited to finally be back home. It's probably one of the greatest feelings.
I need like a, hey fellas, welcome home to Kansas City help. You think so? I said, do you think so?
Let's see, baby.
Just walking out on that stage, just seeing the reaction and just people smiling because they're very proud of us and they're happy for what we're doing.
It almost feels like we've made them proud in some strange way.
You know, there's a lot of bands, or not a lot of bands, but there's been a few bands that come out of Kansas City. No, I'm not going to name any names, but they don't claim Kansas City, and that's one thing. You know, if you don't know who we are personally, I'll just tell you that, you know, we're hardcore Kansas City fans. We love it here. We love our hometown, and you know, playing here is special for us.